This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A New Jersey man last Tuesday became the second person this year to be gored by a bison in Yellowstone National Park. The 30-year-old man was near Old Faithful visiting the park from Randolph, New Jersey, and was gored around 9:45 a.m. in the Upper Geyser Basin near Old Faithful, the busiest area in Yellowstone. Park officials said that the man was in a group of visitors that approached the bison too closely when it turned and charged. Emergency medical personnel treated the victim for minor injuries. This is the second reported bison goring in Yellowstone this year. The first incident occurred Sunday, May 4th, when a Florida man got too close to a bison at Lake Village. That man was also treated for minor injuries. Two bison gorings were reported in 2024 and just one in 2023. The National Park Service reminded visitors once again to maintain a safe distance from Yellowstone's wildlife. Bison will defend their space when threatened and have injured more people in Yellowstone than any other animal, the National Park Service said. They are unpredictable and can run three times faster than humans can. Just last week, wildlife photographers Rob and Jennifer Gunderson spotted a woman and her toddler walking within 1 foot of a 2,000-pound bison. Thankfully, the animal was unbothered by the infringement on its personal space. Jennifer Gunderson said she was shocked by the negligence of the parent. "I never thought we would ever witness something like that," she said. "Never in a million years. We've always joked about the Turons of Yellowstone, but I didn't think people could really be that ignorant. But we saw it firsthand." Bison enter their mating season, or rut, during the summer, which makes Yellowstone's 2,000-pound bull bison particularly dangerous as their surging hormones make them more aggressive and territorial. The National Park Service asks visitors to maintain a minimum distance of 25 yards from bison, elk, bighorn sheep, other large animals, and at least 100 yards from bears and wolves. Visitors regularly disregard these distances, but ultimately their safety is in their own hands. Wild animals can be aggressive if people don't respect their space, the National Park Service said. It is your responsibility to stay more than 25 yards away from all large animals. Gallatin County is launching a model zoning code to include affordable, high-quality housing. The Human Resources Development Council, or HRDC, is on the steering committee guiding the effort. The Model Zoning Code's steering committee is seeking public engagement to include the voices of those who live and work in southwest Montana communities. Everyone in Bozeman, Belgrade, Four Corners, Gallatin Gateway, everywhere else in the county, is asked to give opinions and feedback to help shape how and where housing grows in Gallatin County. There are two drop-in workshops scheduled. Tuesday, June 17th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Monforton Elementary School cafeteria, and Wednesday, June 18th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Gallatin Gateway Community Center. Those are the Model Zoning Code Public Input Drop-In Workshops, Tuesday, June 17th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the Monforton Elementary School cafeteria, and Wednesday, June 18th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the Gallatin Gateway Community Center. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend. Beginning Tuesday, June 17th, the Bozeman Farmers Market is back on Tuesday evenings in Lindley Park from 5 to 8 p.m. Dedicated to the promotion of local growers, artisans, crafters, nonprofits, small businesses, food artisans, and musicians, the Bozeman Farmers Market features fresh produce from local farmers, arts and crafts, dinner options, and more. The Tuesday night Bozeman Farmers Market is free admission and starting June 17th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.